The pasuk says in this week's parsha, "Amlocha hoisadayim l'kol amlocha lasos osav hoser." And discussing the Mishkan, the work, the amount that was there, uses some interesting language. Hoisadayim l'kol amlocha means there was enough. Sounds like the perfect amount of contributions, of donations, is the perfect amount. And then it ends, the pasuk ends with the word v'hoser, and it was more than enough. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh notices this. He says, I don't understand. Those two things are opposites. If something is the exact amount, the perfect amount, then that's the perfect amount. There's nothing extra. If there's extra, then it means it's not the perfect amount. How do you use the words Dayam and Vahoser in the same pasuk? This is the question of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. And the Orach Chaim HaKadosh gives a beautiful answer. The Orach Chaim says that really, in truth, the donations that flowed in to the Mishkan were so much, were more than was necessary. But yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so sensitive to each Jew, everybody wanting to contribute, that he figured out a way, as only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, for each and every item that was donated to be incorporated into the Mishkan, where nothing in the end was extra. So there was definitely more than enough, but Hashem made it that even though it was more than enough, it was the exact right amount. And that's how the Orach Chaim reads the Pasuk, basically saying, and the Melacha of the Mishkan was able to tolerate and be enough for even the extras that came in. And so, on some level, this is a beautiful idea about the sensitivity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the Jewish people. But I think, on a deeper level, this is not just a nice thing that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael. I think the idea that Orach Chaim is trying to convey is that it's an essential part of building a Mishkan. If you are building a space for all of Klal Yisrael, it's only complete if everyone has something to contribute and no one is dispensable. It's a chelek, it's a portion of the building of the Mishkan that it should be clear that each and every person is welcomed, but not just welcomed, is indispensable, is necessary. I think with the rise of AI, there comes a lot of opportunities, but a lot of people have described what they call AI angst. They're very nervous. They worry. Older people are afraid their jobs are going to be replaced, what they've been doing for many years. Younger people are wondering what should they go into, which job is safe for them. And people are worried, am I relevant? Am I still going to be relevant in a few years? The whole concept of AI has made us all on edge to wonder, like, do we matter? Do we contribute? And I think for a frum Jew, the anxiety hopefully is considerably less. I think it's a fascinating thing. There are different types of mitzvos. There are some mitzvos that somebody else could do on my behalf. I could appoint someone to be my shliach, my messenger, to do bedikas chametz for me. I could appoint somebody to be my messenger, to do to distribute tzedakah for me. But there are many mitzvos that only I could do. I cannot appoint a shliach. I'm the only one. I could ask somebody to daven on my behalf, but I'm the only one who could fulfill my obligation to daven. I'm the only one who could fulfill my study of my obligation of Talmud Torah. And I think the message is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs each and every one of us. We can't appoint others to do our job. Every one of us contribute to that Mishkan. And today without a Mishkan, there's plenty of mitzvahs that are being done without us. But once we are involved in doing mitzvahs, we are part of Klal Yisrael. Every one of us, there's nothing extra. There's without us, the Mishkan would go on without us. But because you are here and I am here, each one of us contributes and makes ourselves indispensable, like in the times of the Mishkan. And so we should all be zoche to feel that, to understand, to recognize that despite the fact that there are so many mitzvahs out there, there's so many people doing great things, there's only one person who is you, who could do what you are appointed to do. We should all understand that intellectually, and we should all feel that emotionally, and we should all have tremendous siyata d'shmaya and a great Shabbos.